Good Monday morning, everybody. How you all doing? This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Welcome to Coffee Talk with CA. We got a great topic that I'm going to be talking to you guys about. But before I get started, I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Up here, up top the station here, I'm at the top of the tower. Faith Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. Also, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Click on station information, and you'll catch my number there. You can always text me or call me, and I'll be sure to get back with you. Okay, well, today on Coffee Talk, on Monday, May the 16th, hard to believe how time's flying by, 2022, we're going to talk about how to address loneliness in a connected world. And you know what? There is all kinds, there's all sorts, friends, of life circumstances that can create a feeling of loneliness. And I'm sure you guys have heard of some of these ones, okay? No one understands. I feel so alone. Cancer treatment is isolating. I'm no longer part of a couple. The house is lonely. It's lonely sitting in church by myself. Single parenting is the loneliest I've ever been in my life. I don't know any other Christians at school. It's lonely not having any friends with values. My family doesn't seem to have time for me anymore. It's getting old and lonely. So any of us have been through some kind of a loneliness, right? But God doesn't want us lonely. Think about it. What's that, CA? Right. God doesn't want us lonely. You see, when He created the world, He said that it isn't good for man to be alone. You may want to highlight that, gang. The book of Genesis in the Old Testament, chapter 2, in verse 18. Again, God said in the scripture, He said that it isn't good for man to be alone. So, through loneliness, men are going through suicides, alcoholism, mental illness, same with the women. And situations like that can get really chaotic and crazy, can't they? But your source is Jesus Christ. Somebody told me the other day, said, CA, you've had so many darts hit at you. How are you getting through it? My strength is found through Christ. I was very blessed. I was my upbringing with my parents, who have been married nearly 57 years. They kept us in church when church was church. When you go, my grandmother, if you didn't go to church, even grandchildren, she said, if I had to pull y'all's hair, you're going. We don't see that in today's time. We're all guilty of something, aren't we? King Solomon, in all of his wisdom, wrote, two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Likewise, two people laying close together can keep each other warm. But how can one be warm alone? A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated. But Two can stand back to back and conquer. Three or better for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. Find that in the book of Ecclesiastes. You may want to highlight that, chapter 4, and that's in verses 9 through 12. So, friends, loneliness is different than simply being alone. Loneliness is an internal personal feeling. You don't have to be alone to be lonely. You can experience loneliness in a crowd, among people you know and love. And maybe you don't feel like you fit in. We've all been there, haven't we? Or everyone seems to know each other, or you might want to associate with anyone around. You may not want to associate with anybody around you. Perhaps you're single, or maybe you're widowed, sitting in church or a restaurant or a school lunchroom, waking up to an empty house and an ache of an empty heart infests a loneliness. Grief is lonely. Something else I want you to know is loneliness can be chronic. Chronic illness is a feeling of not being comfortable with yourself anywhere, anytime. Of course, there are times when we want to be alone. I've had to have my quiet time in the morning with God, shutting the TV off or whatever it may be, to have the one-on-one with Jesus, to pray, to tell Him my needs, to tell Him I seclude myself in a prayer closet room. And your prayer closet room can be anywhere where I can talk to Him and say, Lord, You know my situation. You know my troubles. You know my feelings. You know my heart. You know what I'm going through. You know my weeks, my days, my hours, my minutes. You know me, God. I am Yours. In the book of Luke chapter 5 and verse 16, you may want to highlight this. This is good scripture. Jesus needed alone times too. He often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. We all know that. So I'm sure that Jesus also felt intense loneliness when His family and disciples misunderstood or misrepresented Him. Of those that were supposed to be His followers and friends, well, they betrayed and deserted Him when He needed them most. We can't even fathom the depth of loneliness on the cross. I can't, can you? You see, friends, loneliness can also result from prioritizing technology over human connection. We live in an era, don't we, where the iPhones and the Androids and the internet, and we got capabilities of everything. You want your money zelled from one bank account to another? It's a touch of the button. Who would ever thought we'd be living in those kind of times? That's just examples. Or paying your bills online, or sending a bill pay to somebody that you need to pay. Most people have their phone with them at all times, and I am guilty of that. You know, we talked about the other day, those of y'all that are married, well, I'm married to my phone. I'm a single guy, but I'm married to my phone. I mean, but sometimes God says, shut it off. Shut the world off. And you know what? When you shut your phone off, it does shut off. Shuts everything off. The other day, I think I shared a story to where I was leaving, heading to my other job, I have a main job, and I forgot my phone. I left it at the house. I went 3 miles out, had my iWatch, which is connected to my phone. Because I was being a little cheap. I didn't want to pay for another line. Even though I said, come on, we want you to pay. No, I'm not going to do that. So, yours truly went all the way back, got his phone and felt relief. I scrambled to try to find it. But you see what I'm saying? We're so used to it because we've had it so long. The fear that someone may need to reach them or may not be available to tender to them to their phones. You see, friends, people eating together at restaurants, but they might as well be eating alone. You know why? They can relate more often to their cell phone than their human companions. Isn't that true? As they scroll and text and not even look at one another, what's happening in the world? Goodness. Do y'all see that at the times you sit at a restaurant and maybe a woman's trying to have a conversation with her husband or her date, and he's sitting there texting. Oh, yeah, I heard that before. It's horrible. Saying, well, that's a wonderful date. But you see, they struggle to keep their phone down long enough to eat. It's because they're married to their phone. They keep glancing over it all. You see, a phone can't hug you or be a warm body next to us. And Siri isn't a confrontationalist. Our devices can't even replace human contact and companionship we're creating in a culture of electronically connected, lonely people. But as Christians, we know that Jesus is with us always. And you know what? We never are really alone. Think about it. What's EA? Yeah, you're never alone because Jesus is right next to you. He's here at the studio. Do you know that? He's at your house right now. He's at your job. He is next to you. He is a spirit. He can be all around. You don't have to be all at one place. But also, as Christians, we have Jesus living inside of us. That's the most important thing. And we can be an expression of Jesus to someone who needs to connect with a person and not a device. I've helped people that have been married to their phones, and I've told them about Jesus and the importance of having Jesus in their life. Step up to the plate, I encourage you. Step up to the plate and tell others about Jesus Christ. So what Christians can do to address four kinds of loneliness? There's four kinds of them, right? We can care for loneliness within and around us throughout awareness and hospitality, can't we, friends? If you go to Romans, and you may want to highlight that, this is in the NLT version, Romans chapter 12 and verse 13. I'm going to read the short verse. It says, "When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality." Again, that's in Romans chapter 12, verse 13, the new the NLT version. God wants us to be aware of others' needs and not solely focused on our own life. We should notice that if someone seems disrespondent or circumstances can cause loneliness or even can offer them hospitality. You know, Billy Graham, the great Billy Graham, once said, "If we're going to touch the people of our communities, we too must know their sorrows, feel for them in their temptations, and stand with them in their heartbreaks." And that's true. You see, friends, reaching out will, when we need to, will recognize these signs of loneliness in others, and it will also help us in our own lonely times. So what CA is going to do for you, I did some fishing, and I'm going to give you four kinds of loneliness and suggestions for each of these four kinds. So pen and paper ready. Share this podcast anytime. Let's start off with my first one, spiritual loneliness. All been there, haven't we? And this might be an unbeliever or someone who is only a believer in their marriage, workplace, or friend group. Or maybe it's someone new in their faith who needs discipling but is afraid to ask someone. Have you been in that predicament? A new Christian and you're kind of lost and no one's to guide you, but yet you're a little concerned about wanting to be a disciple for Christ? Because we are ministers. Every one of us are ministers in Christ. But you're afraid to ask anyone. They think everyone else knows so much more than they do. So they don't join Bible studies or life groups. So if you know someone struggling with spiritual life, let me give you some advice. Extend an invitation to join you at church, a Bible study, or a small group, or a walk, or even coffee. Go out to Starbucks or Dutch Brothers. Well, Dutch Brothers, I don't know if they get... Dutch Brothers is more outside if it's nice and cool. But go get you a Starbucks coffee or something, if you can swing it, and have a talk. I've seen Bible studies go on with there. Or go to McDonald's, get you some coffee. Take it out to the park or whatever, or outside and talk, or inside, depending on the weather. If they're a new believer, offer to mentor them and answer questions. You see, affirm that you are not alone in the family of God. Let them know that. My second point is, on this four parts, is physical loneliness. In our mobile society, many people are living far from family, aren't they? or a spouse is deployed or travels, you know, for work, and the spouse leaves at home, is alone, often feeling like a single parent. Widows, I'm sorry, you have to forgive me because it's a tongue twister sometimes. Widowers, there we go, singles, seniors, people that are suffering. And the shut-ins spend most of their time alone. When I did, let me stop here on my notes. When I did nursing home ministry for 7 years, there's a lot of lonely people at nursing home, folks. And as COVID times are lifting up, if you can go in there and bring them some cookies, and you have to check with the director, or even bring them, you know, just cheer them up. They're lonely. Sometimes their family don't even see them. I had a lady tell me one time, said Mr. Hall, I haven't seen my family in decades. That's sad. Sometimes people just throw them in there and just let them grow old and die in there, sadly. But I'm glad 7 years of my life on volunteer work at one particular one that I did a lot of work for before I went and got on radio, before God switched gears and said, CA, I want you to do radio and podcasting, Christian podcasting. I remember going over there and helping a lot of people. I would do like the old Baptist way. I'd sit there and I'd door knock, and I'd go wheel them in. You know why? Not down on the LVNs or the regular RNs. They didn't want to do it. But CA did, because he wanted to have some kind of a church service for them. He wanted to encourage them. He wanted to give them a Bible lesson. And I did it for 7 years, and I'm very proud to say that I did. So when we take the time to get to know people and learn about every living situation, we quickly discern if someone is physically alone. There are numerous hospital opportunities to invite people to, and I mean hospitality, you know, in other words, giving them great service to say, hey, why don't you come over for a meal, a cup of coffee, a game night, or even a movie night. And if they don't drive, pick them up if you trust them, or you can't leave them home to take a meal to them, then stay for a visit. Also, it's good to remember that the widows, the singles, might feel uncomfortable in an environment of only couples, right? Before I get to my third point, back to the nursing home situation I was going to tell you, nursing home ministry. The oldest lady I led to the Lord was 106 years old. She was blind, but she could hear me, and she could talk to me. And she'd say, CA, this was 2 weeks before I left doing nursing home ministry. She says, will you tell me about Jesus? Because I told her, I said, Miss So-and-so, if you were to go unexpectedly, would you know Jesus as your personal Savior? And she mumbled with a very low voice. She said, I don't think I fully would. Can I show you? Sure. Or can I tell you? She said, yes. And I led her to the Lord, 106 years old. I have a picture of her. Sometimes I post it on our Facebook page. You go to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You probably have to go way back. You may see them on there. Look on photos. Okay. Third point. Emotional loneliness. When we wear our emotions on our face and in our emotions, it's easy to discern if someone is sad or even a downcast. Anyone who has suffered a loss is naturally grieving. You know, young moms with little ones at home may feel isolated in a world that's outside of diapers and feedings. And, of course, sadly now, we're running out of baby formula. I hope and pray that we get that for the mothers. And there's new moms that suffer from postpartum blues. Maybe a new neighbor is missing his previous home and his friends. That happens. A friend who has lost his job is disrespondent, and a new retiree could miss his work friends on his daily routine. Someone feeling emotionally upset may want to talk about their feelings, and others might want something to take off their mind, to take off some of that distress. Take your cue from them. Let them know you're a friend and you're available to chat, to go to lunch, to pray, to listen, or to sit with them in silence. You know, a young mom would probably appreciate a few hours to go shopping for herself if you watch your kids. My last point on this is mental loneliness. There's a lot of that going on. Many people today experience depression. Maybe loneliness led to depression or vice versa. but both are isolating or even harmful. We can't be a counselor because that's where your licensed counselors take hold of that. But we can be a friend to someone, and I repeat, a friend to someone who might feel depression is a stigma. So while you notice someone withdrawing from church or social activities or missing meetings, don't just send them a text. Call and talk to them. Let them know that you're willing to support them through the struggle and help them enjoy the good days. Because let me tell you this, what is God asking you to do right now to extend Christ's love and hospitality to those you know are lonely? You might even save a life. You know that? Guys, it's a scary world out there. I hope that gives you the key points on Coffee Talk with CA, how to address loneliness in a connected world. Before I play a closeout song on Coffee Talk with CA, I want to talk to you guys about something. Right now, you may have a friend that is going through a mental illness. You might have a friend that is depressed, that is lonely. There's hope. You may have someone that's off the deep end right now. There's hope. You may have someone that's just ready to get, that just gave up the rope. Their marriage is deceased. They're stuck with their kids. Daddy's not home, or maybe daddy left or mama left. There's hope. Maybe you're trying to take care of one of your parents, and you sure don't want to put them in a nursing home. And maybe your wife or husband's having a little trouble accepting that. There's hope. So the formula equals prayer, time with God, keeping the faith, staying strong on your beliefs, and know that God has never left your side. He has a master plan for you. He loves you. He cares about you. And He, being God, wants the best for you. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, you are a child of the Almighty God. And He loves you. If you don't have your heart right with Jesus today, I encourage you to make it right. And if I can help you, there's ways you can go to my station page and you can text me or you can call me and give me your name and state, or you can email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Okay, that being said, on closeout, we're going to play a song. Stephen Curtis Chapman, I love it. Love, Take Me Over on a Monday morning. Take all the rain and fill me up. There we go. You know, a couple of days ago, that's Stephen Curtis Chapman. And, you know, a couple of days ago, I keep in touch with Stephen Curtis Chapman. He had actually, they was going to celebrate his daughter's 19th birthday. And, of course, a lot of y'all may not have known the story. But he adopted some girls, him and Mary Beth did. And the story behind it was she was younger. Her name was Maria. And she was from overseas. And sadly, his son accidentally, well, I don't even know how to even describe it. It was like a run over by accident. And it killed her. It wasn't intentional. But since then, the government, they passed the backup cameras on cars, because back then they didn't have it. It was an SUV that they were driving. But she's been up in heaven for a while. And sadly, well, it's a celebration. Happy heavenly birthday, Maria, a couple of days ago. And I put it on our webpage if you need to see it, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. But Mary Beth and Stephen Curtis Chapman, it was hard for them to accept. But they know that she's in a better place, but they miss her terribly. And she would have been 19. He sure has a beautiful family. And I love his music, and his legacy is going to continue, and he's got a loving and caring wife. But every year when they post that, I always try to post it on there with Maria's birthday. And I can only imagine what they're going through every year during that time. But so before we close out in prayer, I want to give you a hotline. If you don't want to talk to me, which is fine, because I'm not a licensed counselor. If you're going through thoughts of suicidal thoughts or depression, I want to give you a 24-hour number. I'm going to put it on my station podcast for y'all too. Always do. This month is Mental Awareness Month. Wear green if you can, will you? The Suicide Mental Health 24-hour hotline, I'm going to give it to you three times. Okay? 1-800-273-8255. If you don't have a pen and paper, let's give it to you again. 1-800-273-8255. Now, before I give it to you one more time, risking your life to end one way or another, you're still going to have to live a life in either heaven or hell. Let me tell you something as your friend. Life is what you make it. Don't give up. Cling to the cross. Talk to somebody. If you can't reach your parents, your grandparents, pastor friends, friends that love Jesus, that want the best for you. In times of my journey, there was times I got depressed. I was never suicidal. There was times that I got depressed. You know where I found my strength? In Christ. That's the greatest gift you could have, because he says, my son, my daughter, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Scripture reminds us. Again, one more time on that number. 1-800-273-8255. 24 hours a day. Someone is wanting to speak to you if you're having those thoughts. Please don't do it. Live for God. He has a purpose for you. He does, and he loves you. And you know what? I love you. I may not know everybody out there in Radio Land, but I love you. And I love your sweet comments. And you are loved. You are special, because you're a child of the Almighty God. Let's close out in prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for what you do. Father God, I just pray you watch over, guide, and protect us. We love you. Oh, Lord, can't even imagine our life without you. Be with us on a Monday, for we ask all of this in your name. And all God's people said, amen. Okay, guys, this is CA. I'm going to saddle up, and I'm going to leave Faith Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. Remember, the sun does rise on the other side. And I want you to enjoy life. LIFE, explanation point. Go out and make it a great Monday. We'll talk again soon. Bye for now.